trouble viewing this email? Link view in web browser. Traffic: The Wall Street Journal. Table with 27 rows and 1 column. Row 1, column 1. Traffic: Diversity plus business. An insightful view of how diversity is changing the landscape of business. Row 2, unlabeled graphic to get missing image descriptions. Open the context menu. Good afternoon. Welcome to our first weekly look at how diversity is changing the workplace. As companies amend policies and issue pledges, employees alter their expectations, marketers rethink products, and customers and executives redefine corporate missions. I'm J.J. McCorvey, a reporter at the Wall Street Journal. As industries and companies, big and small, respond to these changes, which include link the Supreme Court's recent landmark ruling that civil rights protections include LGBT workers, we'll highlight important stories and information each week. Row 3, unlabeled graphic. Unlabeled graphic. Rainbow.190552. Photo: Jim Watson / Agence France Presse / Getty Images. Row 4, about 7 years ago, when I started covering issues of diversity and inclusion in the corporate world, the national dialogue sounded a lot different than it does today. The recent protests following the police killings of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and others have prompted a renewed, more full-throated discussion about what companies should or should not do to address systemic racism and discrimination in their ranks and in the world. Row 5, we'll bring stories about that to your inbox every week. Thanks for reading. We would love to hear your feedback or ideas. Just reply to this email. If someone forwarded you this email, you can link sign link up here. Row 6, heading key WSJ reads. Row 7, list with 7 items. 1. The coronavirus pandemic and shutdown brought one of the most promising economies in recent memory for African Americans to a crushing end. Link reads the article. 2. The Supreme Court rejected the Trump administration's cancellation of a program that provided legal protections to unauthorized immigrants who came to the U.S. as children. Link reads the article. 3. One of the most important pipelines of African American professional talent into corporate America, enrollment in M.B.A. programs, has been virtually stagnant for a decade. Link reads the article. 4. New research suggests that banning salary history questions for job applicants provides considerable benefits for African Americans and women. Link reads the article. 5. Blackstone is throwing out a key section of its recruiting playbook in a bid to improve its hiring process and increase diversity. Link reads the article. 6. A black-owned investment firm is suing New Jersey for racial bias, alleging the state pension usurped its ideas. Link reads the article. 7. The FBI concluded that a noose found at Talladega Superspeedway was not a hate crime specifically targeting NASCAR's lone black driver, Bubba Wallace, but it was still a noose that hung unaddressed in racing's workplace. Link reads the article. Out of list. Row 8, heading inclusion insights. Row 9, unlabeled graphic. Unlabeled graphic. Screenshot 2020-06-24 at 5.50.30p. WSJ interviewed Tristan Walker, founder and CEO of Walker & Company Brands. Last week, global burger chain Shake Shack elected Mr. Walker to its board of directors. He also joined Foot Locker's board in January and discusses the link overlooked impact of board diversity and recent protest-driven corporate initiatives. Row 10Q. What opportunity did you see in joining Shake Shack's board? Row 11A. I've cared deeply about the importance of the demographic shift happening in this country and the influence of people of color on the world. I also care about brand and its potential influence as a force for good in the world. One thing people might not realize is, roughly more than 70% of associates and employees at Shake Shack and Foot Locker are folks of color. The ability to help these companies understand their impact is important. Row 12Q. Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian recently gave up his seat to Michael Sable, co-founder of Twitch and CEO of Y Combinator, and pledged to direct his stock gains to black community-focused initiatives. Can you talk more about the near and long-term impact of board diversity? Row 13A. When companies are having conversations about board diversity, the first question is, have you ever run a business? How big was that business? And it's often folks who run billion-dollar companies. It might get glossed over, but as a 35-year-old black man, I am closest to the consumer. As boards expand, there's the opportunity to source, vet, and introduce new potential board members. Row 14Q. Recently, Sephora pledged to allocate 15% of its shelf space to black-owned brands. Do you have thoughts on these new company initiatives, and which ones have real teeth? Row 15A. First, I want to celebrate everybody who's acting, but when I think about companies making similar pledges, it always comes down to proportionality. The issue is that it becomes a cap. If people of color are already the majority in the world, what's the argument against more than that? We need to plow through that wall. Row 16, heading race at work. Row 17, unlabeled graphic video. 191,753. Play button, black professionals talk race and work. The killing of George Floyd on May 25 sparked protests over police brutality and systemic racism. WSJ Darren Iverson Link spoke with black professionals to discuss their experiences and what changes they'd like to see. Row 18, unlabeled graphic black at work cropped. 094919. This is my day job, and being black is like my other job. The nation's latest reckoning over its racial divisions is stirring up painful emotions and raising hard questions. Link for many black link professionals, including Bridget Lumpkins. It's a heavy lift, she said. Row 19, community conversations. Watch a replay of our live event, Link Talking Race at Work. Want a heads up about future events? Link add to your calendar. Row 20, heading what else you should know. Row 21, unlabeled graphic screenshot. 2020-06-24 at 5.02.39p. Formula 1 plus diversity. 6-time Formula 1 world champion Lewis Hamilton will set up a commission to increase diversity in motorsport. Link Associated Press. Row 22, unlabeled graphic screenshot. 2020-06-24 at 8.30.50p. High unemployment rate for Latinos. After dropping slightly to 17.6%, the unemployment rate among Latinos remains the highest of all ethnic and racial groups. Link, NBC News. Row 23, unlabeled graphic screenshot. 2020-06-24 at 8.32.17p. Affirmative action in California. The University of California votes unanimously to restore affirmative action for admissions, 24 years after the board voted unanimously to repeal it. Link, the link route. Row 24, heading about us. Row 25, stories in today's Diversity Plus Business Newsletter were selected by Link Ebony Reed, new audiences chief. Link J.J. McCorvey, reporter, with assistance from Laura Western, deputy editor, publishing desk. Row 26, table with one row and two columns. Row 1, column 1, graphic forward icon. Share this email with a friend. Link forward, column 2, graphic friend icon. Forwarded this email by a friend. Link sign up here out of table. Row 27, column 1, graphic devices icon. Access WSJ.com and our mobile apps. Link subscribe out of table. Link graphic Apple App Store icon. Link graphic Google App Store icon. Link unsubscribe. Link newsletters and alerts. Link contact us. Link privacy notice. Link cookie notice. Dow Jones and Company, Inc. 4300 U.S. Route 1 North Monmouth Junction, NJ08852. You are currently subscribed as email address suppressed. For further assistance, please contact customer service at linksupport@wsj.com or 1-800-JOURNAL. Copyright 2020 Dow Jones & Company, Inc. All rights reserved.